miracles, as in miraculous catch. In February, I was focused on marketing my new book, and God asked me, what if I want you to write your second book now? I had thought maybe in 3 years. I surrendered the marketing of audacious generosity to God and began writing book number two. A few months later, I was writing book number two and sharing about the word presence. And it was as if God took me aside and in an instant showed me book number three, this book, What's Your Word? Actually, I saw multiple books. That's catch. When I went to publish book number two, Get to the Point, God guided me to start a new publishing company, Spirit Media, which I launched in November 2021. My aim was to create a new company that will reinvent Christian publishing. I could fill up a book with the guidance God has given me for Spirit Media. That's catch. For the past 12 years, I've served as the founder, executive director of Global Hope India. There are over 1 billion people in India who have never held a Bible. We believe everyone should have access to know about Jesus. We empower pastors in India with short-term missions and needed resources from the USA. I've been to India over 50 times, taking 1,000 people on short-term mission trips. That is a result of passionately pursuing God's presence. When the COVID-19 pandemic happened, we couldn't travel to India anymore. That's when God gave me the word courage. Instead of traveling, I wrote. For over 20 years, God has shown me the power of audacious generosity to open doors for the gospel. In fact, God's strategy has always been audacious generosity. John 3:16. After 10 years of traveling to India, 4 out of 12 months a year, God gave me the word catch. Right after New Year's 2022, God prompted me to calculate all the donations to Global Hope India from people who were not regular donors prior to having been given complimentary copies of my books. It totaled $150,000, of which $112,000 was from first-time donors who had not previously given to Global Hope India. That's catch. God has given unexpected properties, businesses, relationships, and breakthroughs. I could go on and on about all the manifestations of the word catch in my life, our family, and Global Hope India. Phil. As soon as I asked God for a word for 2022, He immediately brought the word fill into my spirit, specifically the promise that He will fill. It is a continuation of the word catch. It bears a very specific expectation that God will fill. It's a promise for my life, our family, Global Hope India, Spirit Media, and beyond. When we upgraded to larger refrigerators in two of our properties, God said fill. When our son and his wife closed on a second home, God said fill. When Pastor Resources featured me in a video to over 100,000 pastors, God said fill. I could give specific examples about my books, Spirit Media, Global Hope India, and even our partners in India. What's Your Word? Will help you unleash the power of God in your life as you activate one single word at a time. Paint by numbers. When I was growing up, I loved doing paint by the number kits. Each kit would come with a tray of about 10 different colors of paint. Each color was a number, 1 through 10. The kit also contained a paintbrush and a canvas board with a sketch on it that was divided into various sections. Each section had a number. The instructions were simple. Paint all sections marked number 1 with the paint labeled number 1, then proceed doing the same with colors 2 through 10. When you finish painting all the number 1 sections with the number 1 paint, the canvas doesn't look too good. Each color added completes the canvas a little more. When all 10 colors are added, then the beautiful art piece is revealed. So it is with What's Your Word? Each chapter focuses on one significant word. Each word builds upon the previous word. By the end of the book, we will have a beautiful piece of art. By the end of each chapter, you'll appreciate and value the word for that chapter. When you finish reading the book, you'll understand the significance of asking the question, "What's your word?" You'll be comfortable asking God for His word for your life.